Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a cat that has been said to swing like a beat and very apt at summarizing the history of jazz with his playing. The New York City jazz pianist Larry Fuller with the 2014 tune Parking Lot Blues off his CD called Simply Larry Fuller kicks this hour of Neon Jazz off. Originally from Toledo, Ohio, he started his musical studies at the age of 11, and at 13, Floyd Candy Johnson, a veteran of the Count Basie and Duke Ellington orchestras, took Larry under his wing and got him into regular paying gigs. And in his early years, Larry became a regular on the Midwest jazz circuit, frequently performing in the Detroit and Ann Arbor areas. And from 88 to 93, he worked with the great vocalist Ernestine Anderson, and from there, he joined the trio of the world-renowned drummer Jeff Hamilton. Then he had a 12-year association with the Ray Brown Trio, and he was also a member of the bands of Gene Harris and Oscar Peterson. This guy squeezed a lot of action into his career. And in 2000, when he was with the Ray Brown Trio, he learned quite a bit, and he also hooked up with the great John Pizzarelli. I caught up with him recently during another Midwest tour at the Blue Room in Kansas City with his trio featuring the great George Delancey on bass, and we had the chance to talk out front under the 18 and Vine street sign, and he had some thoughts about Kansas City to impart.
Well, yeah, it's pretty remarkable, like, you know, all the music that came out of here. Yeah. And for me, really, music that really resonates with me, you know, just the core of the blues and the swinging.
Yeah.
The essential components of jazz, the blues and swinging.
Yeah.
You know, that's the quintessential Kansas City to me.
Along with tenures with some of the best in jazz, Larry also gigged with Harry Sweets Edison, Stanley Turrentine, Phil Woods, Clark Terry, Herb Ellis, Anita O'Day, Steve Allen, and even John Legend. And you can see the prowess in his play very evidently when you see him live. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always hosted the finest names in jazz at the Blue Room, the Gem, and the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Armed with so much jazz, we have to let you take a listen to it. So we need a little bit more Larry. In fact, let's have a listen to a snippet of him in Kansas City at the Blue Room on April 13, 2017. From that tune, here's Larry in 2009 with his trio again. This is the song Easy Walker. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eric Reed. You're listening to Neon Jazz, undiluted, unadulterated, uncut.
That was the master double bassist Ray Brown with the tune The Man, and he was off the CD The Complete Recordings 1946 to 59. So Ray spent a good amount of time over his career with Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, and the quartet of Monty Alexander, even Milt Jackson, and with Mickey Roker. This was a man that continued to perform until his death in 2002, all the way up until the end. This was another cat that Larry played with and learned quite a bit from, following his piano keys around on that live stage. From another cat that Larry played quite a bit with, this is the jazz and blues singer Ernestine Anderson with the tune A Kiss to Build a Dream On off the 2015 CD 100 Vintage Romantic Songs, next on this love-laced episode of Neon Jazz.
Moment live, give me what you alone can give a kiss to build a dream on.
Nancy Harms talking to you from Rome, Italy, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the duo of trumpeter Bob Bernard and clarinet and saxophone player Jim Galloway with the 2003 tune Taps Miller off the CD Holy Cats. So Bob grew up in a musical family and started on the cornet with a local brass band at the age of 12. His first professional job was with his mother's band at 14. Introduced to jazz by his father, Bob was a founding member of his brother's band South City Stompers in 1948. On the other hand, Jim was based in Canada, and since he emigrated to Scotland in the mid-60s, he formed a lot of jazz magic, and that included the Wee Big Band in the late 1970s, and they sold a little bit. From an act that included John Carter, Alvin Batiste, former Duke Ellington member Jimmy Hamilton on clarinets, and David Murray on bass clarinet, this is what they called the Clarinet Summit with the 1981 tune The Jeep's Blues off the CD In Concert at the Public Theater, next on this very live yet recorded hour of Jazz Kids. Thank you.
McDonald, vocalist and composer based in Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
What a day! Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am really thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. Oh, I'm so proud, you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky to be me. What a day! Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky. What a night! Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am really thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. Oh, I'm so proud, you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky.
That was Chicago's strong jazz vocalist Lucy Reed with the tune Lucky to Be Me. And she was very good at singing, but not really well known in her time around Chicago in the 50s. She was actually born in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and got her chops going with early gigs in the Woody Herman bands. And she even gigged with Charlie Ventura's Midwestern shows. And this is her hour to shine. She is on this show, and she is getting around quite a bit. From the famed alto sax cat with bravado and strength. I dig this cat. This is Bud Shank, joined by his quintet with the tune Casa da Luz on this house of jazz known as Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hi, this is Miguel Sanon, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was bassist Michael Owian with the tune Mad to Live off the 2015 CD And Now. So since he graduated from Berklee in 2004, he has been an important part of the New York jazz scene, appearing all over the place as a sideman. From the very versatile jazz pianist, vocalist, and composer Jimmy Rolls, joined by his trio, this is the tune Let's Fall in Love next on this lovely Hour of Jazz, kids.
Childs, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Stay tuned. Thank you.
That was drummer Frank Capp, joined by his beloved Juggernauts with the 1995 song Cherry Point off his Tasty CD In a Hefty Bag.
Can you have a beloved Juggernaut?
You can always have any kind of Juggernaut you want. It's like an ice cream shop, my friend.
Yeah.
And the time has come, speaking of Flavor of the Month, that we have to ready ourselves to say goodbye to this flavorful hour of jazz. And doing the honor is sax and clarinet cat Virgil Gonsalves, joined by his quintet with the 1954 tune, a theme of this hour. It's called Out of Nowhere. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat out of KC, but specifically at a signal hole right here in Belton, Mo, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut is right. Reach out to us. Give us your juggernaut. We'd love to decode it for you. We're here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You want to turn up the heat in the apartment?
Oh, my God, who paid the bills?
Neon Jazz.